This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Austin Bechtold with you. It's the Fan Early Morning Show on a Tuesday. It's the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe, presented by CGR Wholesale, where the Average Joe buys like a pro at CGR Wholesale. It was an eventful day yesterday at 93.7 The Fan as Ron Cook announced that he is retiring on Thursday. It was something that really, if you tuned into any of yesterday's show, like, oh my gosh, I had a lot of things that I was supposed to do and kind of had my schedule blocked out. Now, I had heard that the announcement was going to be yesterday, but I didn't realize or I think comprehend what the show was going to end up being like. It was 4 hours of just can't-miss radio. It was awesome. For those that have met Ron and for those that know Ron, he's a family man, loves sports. I've had a chance to work with him on a couple of different occasions. It's been pretty surreal for me. He's been somebody that obviously is a giant in the print market, working at the Post-Gazette for as long as he did, as well as the press, and has been here since day one on The Fan. Used to host on KDKA AM, where I started out working here at the station, worked at KDKA AM before coming over here and also working at The Fan, still work over there on the AM side as well. And he made it his own. He even got Ben Roethlisberger to have a show with him for 7 years back in the old Cook and Pony days. The overall Rolodex of guests that were on yesterday's show with Joe and Pomp. First, Doc Emrick, one of the greatest hockey announcers, if not the greatest hockey announcer of all time nationally, called in to wish him his congratulations. I don't know, Alejandro Villanueva, David DeCastro, Oral West, who works in the PPG Paints Arena media room, called in. Rick Tocchet on the bus as his team is currently on its way to the playoffs with Jim Rutherford as well. I mean, they have a run to potentially have a deep playoff run, maybe go to the Stanley Cup final even. Jim Leland called in, Derek Shelton. We hit the Pirates managers, we hit the former producers, Joe Capp, Horse. So you get Joe Copp, you get Matt Cole, Folsy, Jamie Dixon, and Ben Roethlisberger called in, and this is what Ben had to say.
We have another
special guest. We have something else coming up here.
Gentlemen, our special guest is...
Hey, long-time caller, first-time listener, big fan of the show. It's not going to be the same without Ron. No offense, Starkey or Bob Pompeiani. but without Ron, it's just not going to be the same.
Oh, man. Ron, how are you, Ben?
He didn't recognize your voice
how
at first.
How are you, Ben? I didn't recognize your voice at first. How are you?
Well, it's been a long time since we've done a radio show together.
We did it for 7 years, man. 7 years.
I wanted to call and congratulate you on retirement and just say it's been awesome listening to you. Ashley wanted me to tell you congratulations. We are going to miss you dearly on the show because, like I said, no offense to those other two schlubs in there with you, but it just won't be the same without you.
How is retirement? Do you recommend it?
I do. I'm on my way to pick my kids up, which I know you are long past any of that. It's a great thing to spend time. I hear you. Are you going to be in Florida? Is that where we're moving to? Why would you leave this beautiful weather?
I got a place in Fort Myers. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be down there Sunday watching the Super Bowl from there, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's pretty cool. And as I was driving into the station yesterday, I got a call from Lanny Fratteri, former Pirates broadcaster for 33 years with my advisor at Waynesburg University when I was there. And he wanted to call in and talk to Ron. He was the last guest on the show yesterday of the Rolodex of just incredible people that wanted to call in and just tell Ron that they wish him the best. So what am I getting at? It's the overall just level of respect. And in this business, it's not easy to agree on everything. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get along with everybody. But one common denominator that I took away from yesterday, and something that is important for me as a young writer, as a young sportscaster, and for people who are just fans of sports, to just put things into perspective, Ron would write a column. He could bash the team, bash a couple of players, or he could come out and say something very positive and rewarding for the players of the team. And he was the same guy. He didn't change. He took criticism and understood what was being said, brushed it off, kept on going. He stayed true to himself, and people respected him for that. And it's something that I think kind of gets lost in the world today and just the era that we live in. As social media continues to be such a big beast, dominating headlines, dominating the news source. I mean, Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, Woj, they're breaking news on social media instead of in a piece online, obviously in the paper anymore, or even on TV. It's Twitter first. Social media is king now. And I really think to myself, the respect factor and the overall level of this appreciation that I found myself when I met Ron, like, it was kind of intimidating for me. I've worked the Cook and Joe show a couple of times before Matt Cole ultimately left and got his new job. And I've worked at Wednesdays and Thursdays ever since, over the last month plus. Getting a chance to work with Ron on his last show on Thursday. And that'll be a daunting task and really something that'll be one that I remember. You know, growing up, my dad always got the Post-Gazette. It's an everyday occurrence. The Post-Gazette would show up, get up in the morning, 6 o'clock. My dad walks our dog, goes up to the top of the street, picks up the Post-Gazette. By the time I wake up, was getting ready for school, he was reading the paper. And a lot of it were stories by Ron and by Starkey, Jerry Dulac, and others. And whenever the paper wouldn't show up for whatever reason, if it was an issue with the delivery or the Post-Gazette. I remember one instance where my dad was on the phone with a representative just so upset. And this was before the age of online, and where every story was online. And you could find anything in a Google search within 5-10 minutes, if that. And I remember just how important it was for him to read the stories from Starkey, from Jerry Dulac, Steelers stories, but especially from Ron. And that's something that has kind of stuck with me as you meet people in the industry and you start to get an understanding of who they are, their backgrounds. It's kind of odd when you meet the people that you've been reading their stories, you've heard them on the radio for so long. But Ron takes the time of day to talk to you, and he sets an example that you could be fair, You can be balanced. You can have an opinion. But you can also be very respectful and still show up the next day and face the music. Whether it's the players, whether it's the teams that might have a disagreement with you. First class and authentic. It's not just a way to go about it in this business. It's a way to just go about life. Be first class with people. Be authentic. Show that you care. And I think that that's one thing that Ron did on plenty of different occasions, and it's something that I've taken away. Just the overall level of respect. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, Jerome Bettis, Rick Tocchet, Jim Whelan, Jack Ham from Penn State. You're talking about all realms of fascination in Pittsburgh sports media, Pittsburgh sports overall. So something pretty cool to be able to work with him. And now as he goes off into the Florida sunset, his relationship with his daughter is also something that has been preached on. And his daughter was on the show and Ron started breaking down. It was emotional. And I think a lot of you were probably emotional listening to it. And it makes me think of the relationship that I have with my dad in sports. And I think that it's something that probably you might have thought of in your relationship with maybe your mom or your dad or your kids or a relative or your spouse. And the importance that sports has in your life, but also just the relationships. And Ron always said, and he said it yesterday on the show, that he'd fund a lot of what his daughter Taylor did just to help her, the Taylor Fund, in her life endeavors. And that's something that, you know, I think a lot happens for fathers and daughters, fathers and sons. It makes me think of the relationship that I have with my dad and all the games that we go to and all the experiences that we have and going to games like we did for the Penn State Rose Bowl last year, or going to the Steelers and the Rams. A lot of perspective changed after COVID. Well, you know, life is short. Live it while you have it. That's one thing that Ron was harping on. Just enjoy the time that you still have left and appreciate it. And I've appreciated all the lessons that I've been able to learn working with him, whether it's been a solo show producing for him or working with Starkey. These last couple of months, really over this last year, respect, honor, and dignity. That's the way that Ron went about his business, and he's going to be dearly missed in this city. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, he spoke to the media yesterday at the Super Bowl. This Super Bowl week, I mean, so many different outlets at Media Row. It'd be really cool to check it out. Just go to the Super Bowl in general. It's pretty much become just a luxury item. Right, to go to the Super Bowl? Like, does anybody have any money to be able to go to this thing anymore? You have to save, realistically speaking, in 412-928-9370, you want to weigh in on anything. You want to weigh in on Ron Cook's retirement from here at the Fan and also at the Post-Gazette, his last column's coming out on Sunday. What Roger Goodell had to say, we'll go over it a little bit, including just some of the ultimate facts that matter from what Goodell said. So the Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, this is huge. The Eagles are playing an overseas game on a Friday in kind of odd fashion, right? They're playing in Brazil, week one of the NFL season. So you would imagine there's going to be the Thursday night game, and then the Eagles will play on Friday night from Brazil. So the Steelers are a potential option to play the Eagles in that game. Will that be the case? I would imagine not. I would think that they won't have Steelers-Eagles in a matchup where people could travel from all parts of the state to Philadelphia for that matchup. It's not like it's a rivalry game. It's really not. It's a state rivalry, but you know, there's conferences. Not that big of a rivalry, but they're going to kick off the season on a Friday night in the first ever NFL game in Brazil. Bleacher Report saying they'll kick off the season. So, I might be completely wrong, and it might have been reported that maybe I just did not see it, that there is not going to be a Thursday night game, and that this is the opening night game. I would imagine that that might change, and whoever wins the Super Bowl might have a Thursday night game. But regardless, Philadelphia will begin the season in Brazil. Are these games overseas at all compelling to you? Do they interest you at all? I know the NFL continues to try to grow. Baseball hasn't really done it as much. They kind of have. There's a couple more series that are starting to happen overseas for baseball, hockey as well. But 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's up? You're on the Fan.
Good morning. This is Ted.
What's up, Ted?
Hey, real quick about Ron Cook. I'll never forget the story that your competition said. Mark Batten, he was in the Penguins locker room, and Jaromir Jagr came to him mad and said, "How could you write this about me?" Mark Batten said, "It's not me. It's Ron Cook." And he looked at Mark Batten and he said, "Where is that MF-er?" I'll never forget that story. So Ron Cook, God bless him.
Yeah, he told a story yesterday, Ted, and I appreciate the call, just about how he wrote a story about Dave Parker, and Dave Parker just came after him, didn't hold back. And then someone else in the Pirates locker room was going to, chew him out, say something. And after Dave Parker, threatened Ron and all that, basically said, "Well, Ron, I was going to come after you and attack you for what you said about me and the story or whatnot or about the team, but I'm just going to hold back. Dave Parker gave you enough." And, I think overall the level of respect that it's a different world now. And that's just kind of the reality of it now compared to just the past with social media, all the access that's granted now. And it was really what came out in the paper every day, plus a couple of things on TV. We didn't have sports talk radio. And there's so many different voices now that are on social media where fans are chirping in people's comments. And it feels like athletes at this point have kind of tuned a lot of it out, and it doesn't hit as hard. It doesn't resonate, maybe unless you're Kevin Durant in the NBA. But other than that, there's just not as much firing back from players. Maybe there is, and we don't get to see it as much, or it's not talked about as much. I don't know. But the overall level of respect has always been there.
You're right. I mean, especially with your generation, everybody's a journalist now. Everybody has a voice. That's one thing about social media. The bad thing about social media, everybody has a voice. So you don't know if you're getting facts. You don't know, if it's a made-up story. With a journalist, writers write so people can read, and it's very rare. And with Ron Cook, he's the last of that generation, and it's sad. But, it's just sad because with journalists, that's art. Yes. Everybody can't do it.
No doubt.
So Ron is one of the rare guys that can do it.
Yeah, and I've tried to take as many pointers and tips from it as possible, just his writing. And sometimes you read a column and, you kind of go like, whoa, okay. There are a couple of elements that I think that I can try to take away to try to use in my own writing, but also the way that Ron was just able to bring the thunder on a lot of columns and give his opinion and the way that he was able to format it, I think was appreciated by a lot of readers, but also by a lot of writers, and how that they can, try to mold themselves to become a better writer, try to take some tips and takeaways to make sure that they're better in what they do as well.
Yeah, you're right. The future of journalists, I'll be honest, I'm a little bit scared about, because I do think you're right. Social media is just putting a lot of business out, a lot of people in the media out of business. And I just think that's going to grow.
Well, hopefully it works itself out. Appreciate it, Ted. Something else that I wanted to try to get to as well coming up. Staff changes for the Steelers. The offensive assistant coach is like a revolving door right now in the last couple of days. So Arthur Smith comes in after Matt Canada was out. Also, is Eddie Faulkner going to come back? Freshman Jackson, wide receivers coach, he's now gone. Two more members of the Steelers having the coaching staff are on their way out, according to Steelers Now. Who are they? What are their roles? What could be next for the Steelers offense? That's coming up next here on the Fan Early Morning Show. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check out special financing for qualified buyers on new Silverado. 1,500 trucks at Sun Chevrolet. Right now, 27 degrees. High of 46 today, a low of 26. No rain expected. Should be a pretty clear day. sunny skies tomorrow, getting up to 51 degrees, the low of 27. We have a chance to get close to 60 on Thursday and Friday with a high of 57 and a high of 56 Friday and Saturday. Austin Bechtel with you. It's the Family Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're rolling on the Family Morning Show. Austin Bechtold with you. So, wide receivers coach Frisman Jackson, gone. Offensive quality control coach Matt Tomshaw also is out. And the assistant quarterbacks coach David Corley also. They're not coming back. So, significant parts of the coaching staff is being altered with new offensive coordinator Arthur Smith coming in from Atlanta. Smith, whose offense a couple years in Tennessee as an offensive coordinator, it's pretty solid. They were second in rushing in 2020, and was a big reason why the success that the Titans had, winning divisions, making the playoffs, not really making any runs, but remember that one year that they beat Baltimore? That was fun. In Baltimore as the four seed. Arthur Smith had the chance to put together a decent collection of his own staff. Now, will that include Mike Sullivan potentially returning? Sullivan was interviewing for the Saints offensive coordinator job, interviewing for the Raiders offensive coordinator job. Well, he didn't get the Raiders job. Passed up for that. Luke Getsy ends up getting it after Cliff Kingsbury said, yeah, I'll take the job, and then pulled a Bill Belichick with the Jets pretty much. Maybe not as bad. And said, yeah, never mind. A day later, I'll go to Washington. Second pick in the draft. Maybe trying to find a way to get Caleb Williams in D.C. So what can the Steelers do on the offensive coaching staff? So Tomshaw spent three seasons as the team's offensive quality control coach. He had ties to Matt Canada. He worked with him at NC State, Pitt, LSU, Maryland. So he's Matt Canada's guy. Corley spent 2 years on the staff as the assistant quarterbacks coach for the Steelers. He was the wide receivers coach at South Carolina State, was an intern with the Texans as well. He's a wide receivers coach at Penn State, Army, lots of other colleges. So the only remaining coaches on the offensive side of the ball at this point, the quarterback coach Mike Sullivan, running backs coach Eddie Faulkner, Alfredo Roberts, tight ends coach, and the offensive line coach Pat Meyer. Also the assistant offensive line coach Isaac Williams. So, how about Hines Ward? Why not Hines Ward at wide receiver as the wide receivers coach? He has coaching experience. He worked with the Jets as an offensive assistant from 2019 to 2020. And there was consideration, at least a lot of speculation, that maybe he could come to the Steelers during that time frame. He was Florida Atlantic's wide receivers coach in 2021. He was the head coach of the San Antonio Brahmas XFL during the 2023 season. He also briefly serves as an executive in the Alliance of American Football, as head of football development in 2019. The Steeler way has kind of lost its luster. It's still there, but it's kind of a hangnail holding on by a thread. We know what the Steeler way once was. Does George Pickens know the Steeler way? Does Deontay Johnson know the Steeler way? Allen Robinson's probably not going to be here. Can Calvin Austin be used properly? What way is using Calvin Austin properly? Matt Canada thought it was just, we'll give him a couple jet sweeps. Could he become a slot receiver? Could he be developed by a wide receiver who's a borderline Hall of Famer? Might not get in, but should get considerable consideration. Will probably be a Steelers Hall of Honor member. I mean, Hines Ward is one of the most decorated Steelers. And is somebody who would be an asset on the Steelers coaching staff. A big asset. Like Tomlin knows him. Coached him for Super Bowl 43. Steelers have a chance to be able to do something, not just, this isn't a clout move. This isn't a PR move. This is adding a guy who has previous coaching experience, even if he didn't. You know, a lot of this, all of the discussions around finding a new offensive coordinator. The Steelers wanted a veteran guy, for the most part, right? Arthur Smith is only 41, but he's called plays. He called plays in Tennessee. He's the head coach in Atlanta. He called plays there. Well, they went 7-10 for three straight years. Didn't properly utilize Kyle Pitts the last couple of years. Had Bijan Robinson really kind of just worked him into the fold. After splitting carries with Algier. They never really figured out Drake London either, but also when you don't have a quarterback worth really anything, would expect. So we should give Arthur Smith a chance. We should give Hines Ward a chance. Arthur Smith should try to bet on Hines Ward. Mike Tomlin should give Hines Ward the opportunity. Why not? Why not bring a former Steeler back that knows how to win? Knows how to win championships. Has won championships. Is a Super Bowl MVP. One of the best wide receivers to ever wear the black and gold. This is not a move because, this is not like saying Ben Roethlisberger should be the offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers. No. This is something realistic and something that kind of makes sense, right? Hines Ward, toughness, blocking. You want to help George Pickens block? Show him some Hines Ward film. Have Hines Ward show him himself. Even if he becomes a special assistant, what do you have to lose with Hines Ward becoming a wide receivers coach? Or if you add, even if you bring Mike Munchak back as an assistant coach. We talked about, supposedly he's this package deal with Arthur Smith. Doesn't necessarily seem to be the case, at least at this point. The Steelers like Pat Meyer. They're going to want to keep Pat Meyer around. Why not bring Mike Munchak in still and make him an offensive assistant? An assistant head coach. Give him a bigger title than just offensive line coach. 412-928-9370. Why not? I feel like he could be a valuable asset to this team and help usher in another wide receiver who's going to be drafted, probably the third round for the Steelers, maybe the fourth round, try to get Calvin Austin going. This wide receiver core needs some help. The Steelers are very good at drafting wide receivers. We know that. We know that from Hines Ward. But why not bring in Hines as somebody who could be a valuable asset to this group of wide receivers and try to get the best out of Deontay Johnson? Work with Arthur Smith and realize what the Steelers have at the receiver position and the best way that you could utilize George Pickens, who was not utilized very well last year. He wasn't. 412-928-9370. The pre-show, it's coming up next with Jeff, Doran, and Kabali on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.